Welcome to the Happiness Drive Success podcast, brought to you by Motivate Coaching, the multidisciplined practice for extraordinary people. Here, we discuss finding your happiness and how you can use it to drive your success. Please welcome your host, co-founder, CEO, and master of discovering happiness, Stuart Isham Fairbairns.
Hello, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic people, my friends. How are we today? I am Stuart Isham Fairbairns. I am your coach and guide, and we are, as always, out on a hike in the hills with myself and Harlow, my beautiful golden retriever. It's a slightly windy this morning, so I apologize if that gets picked up at all as I speak, and also my huffing and puffing trying to climb hills whilst talking to you guys. I do love to be in nature, and it helps clear my mind, and it's a fantastic way to start the day. Harlow and I do this walk every day, 7 days a week, and it really is a great way to spend time in nature, find some calm, and I often get inspired to record podcasts for you guys so we can all be together. So it's a win-win, right? So let's get started. That's a minute in. I want to try and make this a flash in the pan as I started calling these shorter ones, which means under 15 minutes. So we've got 14 to go. So let's get started. The title of this podcast is Self-Belief and Self-Esteem. One particular area I just wanted to chat about, I was just thinking about this morning as I was walking along. We have a tendency to be judgmental. Now, there's a big varying degree of being judgmental and what that actually means. And I just want to kind of discuss that a little bit and explore what being judgmental is and the kind of scenarios where we can find ourselves being judgmental, and by extension, how we can look at reducing being judgmental. Being judgmental largely comes from a place of low self-esteem and, by transition, negative self-belief. And what that looks like is, if we're in any given situation, we might put people down. And this, the time when you could recognize within yourself, it's quite hard to recognize a belief system or a activity that we perform without kind of zooming out a bit. So I always find it's quite useful to look at our external world, because the external worlds around us are a reflection of ourselves and our behavior, but it's largely our self-belief. So what we believe we are and how we project ourselves into the world through our actions as a result of our emotions and our thoughts is how we are perceived by others. So this is how we're seen. So we can see through the reactions and reflections of others how indeed we are behaving. Now, this can work with a number of different approaches, but in this particular case, we're talking about being judgmental. So it's especially emphasized when we are tired, when we're feeling down, frustrated. If it's not been a good day, any of the above, you all know the feelings, sing along. You're feeling any of these feelings, we can easily get judgmental. And if you ever find yourself, even for a flash of a second, saying, "Ah, my bad day was all down to Bob," or all down to something external to yourself, that may well be a contributing factor, and it may well be that Bob did something that triggered something within yourself. But it is absolutely your choice how you react to Bob's behavior. Now, Bob's behavior could well be a result of Bob's stuff, or it could have been a reaction to something that you did. And it can be very good to kind of reflect on how we conduct ourselves, perform our actions through the day, and to, as we've discussed in previous podcasts, take control over our results. Now, we all know, say it along with me, folks, how do we change our results? We change our results by changing our actions. How do we change our actions? We change our actions by being aware of the emotions that we are feeling. How do we take control of the emotions that we're feeling? We look at the thoughts that we're thinking. And if you want to look at the thoughts that you're thinking and how you approach that, look at the language you are using. So we have discussed this in podcasts previously. So it's a very powerful formula. So the language we use leads to the thoughts we think, which leads to the emotions we feel, which leads to the actions we perform, which has a direct correlation to the results that we experience. When you are looking at the external world to yourself and you find yourself, or the internal world, but you're blaming the external world, so you're going, "Ah, Bob, damn you, Bob," or whatever it may be. Obviously, I'm making this slightly comedic, for the purposes of the podcast, but the lesson within it, I hope, is resonating with you, is that it most times is nothing to do with external, and it's absolutely down to our reaction, if not every time. And the reality is, whatever is going on in the external world, you need to take control over how you react to it. Because otherwise, you're a slave to it, and you get pulled and pushed in so many directions, and you're never going to find satisfaction, equilibrium, or, you know, a sort of place of calm where you can just be you emotionally and psychologically, your thoughts and your results that you achieve. So finding some calm and that world of judgmental, you need to understand that it has not come to you as a surprise and there's something wrong with you. It is a perfectly natural human thing to do, and it does derive directly from low self-esteem. When we have low self-esteem, I'm not good enough, I'm not this. What could we do, folks? What could we do to turn around? If there's one area of your life, if you think about it, somewhere where you are judgmental on yourself. Now, let's say it could be about being the size or shape of your body. It could be about your mathematical ability. It could be about your use of language, your use of a second language that you've learned. It could be your social interaction skills. You're getting the point. It could be many, many things. And if you're judgmental on yourself, what are you doing in that moment? When you're being judgmental, what's going on? Is there some physical representation in front of you that's there? Is there someone that's standing in front of you and wagging their finger at you and saying all of those words to you? Of course there's not. This is all in your head. This is all in your mind. But it feels like it is. It hurts just the same, doesn't it? But the really good news is that it's not external, it's internal. And as we know, what is internal, we can control. Okay? Now, isn't that exciting? So the first thing to think about is, I've got this judgment about myself, I don't like the shape of my body. And the second I think about it, what emotion do you feel? Do you feel this drop in your chest, in your stomach? Do you just feel this like, oh gosh? And then that leads on to more thoughts of a barrage of negativity, whether you let it in or it's just banging at the door, you know it's there. So when we feel that feeling, what's the thought you're thinking? What's the thought in your mind? Oh, I'm too slow, I can't play sports. And once upon a time when I was younger, I remember little Susan didn't pick me for the team and pointed out that I was too fat to play, or something like that. And whether it be down to Susan when you were 6 years old, or it be down to a situation that happened in work, or last week, or today, or right now, they're all external to you. So you can say, if you first in recognizing that thought, sorry, there's an airplane flying over my head right now. as you recognize that thought, you have the opportunity to effectively reprogram that thought. Now, the brain works like a computer, a very sophisticated one, admittedly, but if ultimately the brain looks for efficiency, that's its job. So whatever you put into it is what it will process, and it will find the most powerful and efficient way to process that information you put in. Now, where does the information come from? Yes, you got it. It's your thoughts. So if you're thinking, I'm fat and I'm useless and I'm sort of carrying on with the body image one here, but for the purposes of the example. So if you're harping on about that to yourself, your brain is going to find the best possible ways to make sure that you believe that you are exactly what you're processing through. And you will then find yourself moving towards actions, emotions first, and then actions that then bring you results that follow that same thought process. So change your language, change your thoughts. So, okay, I know that I feel bad about this, but you're beautiful. You're doing the best that you can. And it's not that you need to be your own cheerleader and rah, 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 and all amazing stuff. When I write and I read these podcasts to you guys, I imagine in my head the greatest cynic. And I try and aim what I'm talking about to them. Because if you can turn the cynic around, then hopefully it resonates with everybody else. It's very important that we look after ourselves. So even if you, in the morning, walk through and look in the mirror and go, good morning, I recognize that you're a fully functioning human being and you have what it takes to get through this day and absolutely smash it. And even that alone is going to make a big difference. When you feel these thoughts coming up, when you feel these, we all know that place, absolute vulnerability. This is us beating ourselves up, being judgmental, low self-esteem, low self-belief. But the reason why you say low is because it can be medium or high, can't it? So let's turn up the heat. Let's turn these beliefs that we have into positive ones, reinforcing ones, one that serves you. I'm sure you have goals in life that you want to achieve. You want to have bigger things. You want to, whether it be rich, you want to be financially free. You just want to be comfortable in a home with your family. You want whatever it is. We all have aspirations. But if you're beating yourself up and judging yourself, you're not even going to get past the start line. You're just going to sit at the start line and eat cake. And that might feel good in the moment, but it's just going to feel terrible later, as we all know very well. So start noticing your thoughts, start noticing your feelings, reprogram, and notice when you're being judgmental of yourself. Just notice it. And if you can't see it within yourself, look externally about how the world reacts to you, because you've made that bed and you're lying in it. And all you need to do is look around to notice and just get that bit of perspective. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in you. You can absolutely do this. You can turn your self-belief around. You can get what it is that you want out of life. It takes some work, but I guarantee you, every single piece of work that you put in, you get results back tenfold. It's just about that consistency and pushing forward. Go write your gratitude list. Go write your journal. Do your meditation. Stick to it. I promise you it will make a big difference in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we're well under 15 minutes, which is quite exciting. So I'm going to quickly say thank you for joining me on a hike. And Harlow is also thanking you all for being here, because I'm motivated to come and share this stuff with you guys. And obviously that gives Harlow a nice walk. Please come and join us at the Facebook group. The Happiness Tribe there is called Join Your Happy Place. So you go to facebook.com/joinyourhappyplace. You can speak directly with me if you wish. I'm in there. But also you can go to my website, which is motivate-coaching.com. So please come and find me there. All of my contact details are there. You can find me on Facebook. I'm Stuart Isham Fairbairns. I'm always up for chatting. And the great thing about the Happiness Place group is that it's a place for us to share our thoughts and ask questions and support one another and just smash this life thing, you know? We can all have what it is that we want. You just got to get up and say, okay, I'm going for it. Let's do this. And you're not alone. We're all judging ourselves and we're judging others. That's one final thing I want to say to you, is that the worst thing that you can do for your own judgment and your own self-belief is judging others. So blaming Bob and shouting at Bob, you need to have a reflection on that and have a think, because just by blaming Bob, what you're doing is you're giving your own self an escape out of the situation and you're not facing up to the reality. It takes a lot more courage. What could I have done differently in that situation? And if there's nothing you could have done, then fine. But there's no point in beating Bob up, because Bob's already beating himself up, even if he doesn't show it to you. We all are. So take control of your life. Look after you. Keep being amazing. Okay, guys, have a fantastic day. Have a top banana day. My wonderful, wonderful friends, which I'm so grateful we're on this journey together. We will talk very soon.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more, go to the Motivate website at www.motivate-coaching.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Stuart directly, you can get him at Stuart, spelled S-T-U-A-R-T, at motivate-coaching.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and remember, your happiness drives your success. See you next time, folks.